Good morning, good evening, wherever you are, across the world and the universe. Welcome to my Quantum Living Podcast, at the intersection of science and spirituality. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. An inquisitive soul on a lifetime mission to find out how life really works. This podcast is about bringing the spiritual, metaphysical, and esoteric concepts down to the practical level, so that we can learn and apply them in our daily life to make it a little easier and raise our consciousness to the next level. Whether you are listening to this show while driving or commuting, doing chores around the house, relaxing on a couch, or flying in a spaceship across the galaxy, I hope you'll enjoy today's episode. Okay, let's begin. Hello and welcome back to Quantum Living. The topic of today's episode is again one of my favorites, natural healing in the new paradigm of quantum wellness. The connection of mind and body in maintaining good health has been established long ago. It has been studied and tested for many years now, so that's nothing new. And we have acquired a reasonably good understanding and knowledge of how this connection works by now. For example, most people are aware of the detrimental effects of chronic stress on our physical body through the release of stress hormones. Because negative emotions cause stress, chronic fear, anger, or worry create allergies, gastro issues, and probably about 99% of illness and disease, even cancer. I have done a few episodes on my podcast about healthy nutrition, and there is more to come. Today, I'd like to explore the interconnectedness of mind, body, and spirit for optimal health and well-being, drawing on the naturopathic expertise in the broader holistic and quantum context of life and living. My special guest today I have invited for this conversation is Dr. Chernell. Dr. Chernell is a naturopathic doctor and multidisciplinary expert who seamlessly blends naturopathic medicine, spirituality, and quantum science to empower individuals on their journey to wholeness. As the founder of Dr. Chernell's True TV, and author of 5 groundbreaking books, including The Science of Miracles, Remembering the Frequency of Love, Dr. Chernell offers a unique perspective on achieving optimal health and unlocking human potential. Her global influence spans over 51 countries, where she shares her transformative insights through speaking engagements, online classes, and social media platforms. You will find more information about Dr. Chernell and her work on my podcast website at quantumlivingpodcast.com. Hello, Dr. Chernell. Welcome to Quantum Living. It's so lovely to have you on my show.
Well, hello. I'm so very, very happy to be with you guys today. Thank you so much.
To start our conversation, could you please briefly share with us your personal journey that has led you to this point and the work you do?
Yeah, actually, my background was in ministry. And so I did a lot of conference speaking, a lot of retreats, a lot of writing, and I have 5 books. And so I would go to do book signing or teach on some of the things regarding my books, workshops, classes, things like that. I actually got to a point where I got ill and was seeking to kind of reverse that or find some answers to get well. And in the process, I'm a eternal student. So I went back to school to kind of reverse engineer some of the things that were going on with me physically, and got turned on to essential oils, to crystals, to energy, frequency, Tesla, a lot of biohacking, red light therapy, infrared sauna, ozone therapy is probably one of my favorite. Biofeedback is a biggie for me, hyperbaric chamber, infrared sauna. There's all kinds of things available to us now. And it's a lot more mainstream, honestly, now in this path, at least here in the States. I don't know how it is over there, but people are starting to look at alternative methods to see results and to get to the bottom line and the root issues instead of just band-aiding things. I think there's a lot more awareness and education on what pharmaceuticals do and these side effects and how they may not be the best for us, even though in the U.S., commercial after commercial would tell you otherwise. I think we're one of the few countries that allow that programming commercial stuff with pharmaceuticals, but there are people who still buy into it.
Yes, thank you. And in fact, you already started answering my next question, which is a lovely natural segue. We know that many traditional medicine practitioners are still reluctant to embrace alternative therapies and the concept of energy healing, for example. But at the same time, we can see a growth of so-called integrative medicine, where general practitioners incorporate other forms of healing than drugs in their practice and treat their patients holistically. And I've got a couple of questions here which you may wish to address together. Firstly, could you please comment on this duality of resistance and acceptance I've just mentioned? And secondly, how do you integrate your naturopathic training and knowledge with the rapidly growing spiritual/metaphysical and quantum paradigm of our existence that can be described as quantum wellness?
Yes, really deep question. So I'll do my best to unpack that. You're full of really good questions. How do I deal with the resistance? In my former years, I would do things a lot differently than I am doing it now. Before, I would try really hard to get people to see my point. I would push and thought it was actually my job to make sure that people were aware and knew about all the different things. And if there was resistance, I would push more. I've gotten a little maybe older and wiser, or maybe more tired in my ways. And I think that I'm a lot more fluid and go with the flow. And also I've understood about the science of judgment and karma. And I pushing people to think a certain way isn't any better on either side, you know, whether you think you know or not. And to be honest, there's a lot of things that I think I know and I'm excited about them. I present them. And if people are happy about it, then yay, I celebrate that. And if they're not, I just celebrate that too. Because if I push, number one, I could be wrong. And I have been wrong in the past, very wrong. And had to go back and say, hey, remember that? I was wrong. And just when I was in the pharmaceuticals, when I was in some of the spiritual places that I was taking as a path at the time, or politics, or, you know, whatever the case, relational things, thinking this person's a good person and putting all my trust in, you know, the government or celebrities or entertain, you know, and I've been wrong. And so I've come to that place of just being like, this is what I believe now. If someone asks for my opinion or they pay for a consultation, I'm going to present what I have seen as science has showed me so far and hope to guide people into an arena of support. But also I celebrate everyone where they're at, because judgment has a really bad ricochet effect and frequency isn't so great on that. And I was there. I used to get really sad or take it personal. And sometimes it's been to the point of life threatening. And that is personal, especially if it's a family member or someone that is really, really sick. And I know how to fix it because this is what I do all the time. And I reverse things and I help people. And I see people get through without having side effects and having really, really bad things, including death, that come out of it. But I also have to let people have their own life and let them have their own karma and their own consequences to the things they do. And sometimes they come back and say, oh my God, you were so right. I'm so sorry. And I don't get excited about that either, especially if there's been harm because of it. I just go, you know what? You did what you thought out of fear or out of pressure or out of what you thought was an authoritative figure that you needed to listen to that doctor or that person. But I love you anyway, you know, and just let people where they are and be okay with that and not take it so personal, because it's not about me. A lot of times it's about them and where they're at, or maybe they have a fear that they haven't got over, or maybe they have some sort of program that they haven't gotten out of yet, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that speaking to your patients about your expanded knowledge and understanding of, you know, quantum and holistic healing and energy healing, etc., is one thing. But what I'm interested in also is, in terms of this duality, what is your view on that power play? And do you see integrative medicine, hopefully, eventually overtaking the traditional pharmaceutical-based approach?
Yeah, that would be great if it did happen and that the walls came down. I agree with you that a lot of it is education. There is like almost zero education in the wellness aspects of actual medical training. My sister went to med school, and you know, we saw things very differently. And so there was fun times at holidays at the dinner table with my parents, because she saw things the way she was taught and I saw things the way I was taught. And, you know, that was a conflict for some time. But, you know, what's interesting is she has come around and she is one of many who have been more open. And, you know, they will not get that training in the medical field, like I said, but they're opening their eyes to see that they can train on their own. They can do some research on their own. They can look into things on their own. I think this situation that happened in the last 4 years was very, very eye-opening to many people in the traditional medical field, because they've seen the consequences and they're living it. I think that there are many who have doubled down no matter what you say. They're in their world and their frequency of dissonance, and they will, no matter how many words you say or what science you can present, it's not going to affect them at all. Some of that is money related. There is a lot of cash involved, a lot of mortgage payments and bonuses and trips and things that they benefit from. So to give that up would be difficult. I know that I was introduced to a company that I knew did not have great integrity nor products that would serve humanity. And they would fly to my conferences. They would call me on the phone. They would show up at my hotel room and call me in my hotel room during the conference. And they were throwing money at me and begging me to be someone who would be a spokesperson for their company and their product that I knew was absolutely garbage and would hurt people. And several of my colleagues were in that same boat, to the point that I took my schedule down off my website so they would stop following me. And I kept telling them, stop calling me. There's no amount of money that is going to sell my soul to hurt people. But unfortunately, there are people who don't care. They're in it for themselves, and they're going to do whatever they're going to do. Now, there are a lot of people who literally double down because they literally believe that this is the only way. And they're not about money, but it's just their mindset. And maybe they haven't been introduced enough or had enough pain, you know, because I lost 17 patients in 1 month because of some of this stuff. And it was agonizing, absolutely grief stricken, because I knew what they did and they made their choice and they didn't listen. I've had family members who have passed. I had six or seven family members who've passed who did what they wanted to do because they believed what they believed. And then I also have several family members who did what they did. They have not passed. They're having consequences, and they're seeing our other families who have passed within days of making these choices about the thing. And they're even now coming out and saying, oh my gosh, you were right. I will never take anything further regarding this, and I'm not going to do those things anymore. And I really think that so-and-so is what killed grandma and great-grandma and whatever, you know. So I hate that it takes so much death for people to wake up. But as far as the medical field, you know, as long as we have big lobbyists in the states and commercials, and there's so much money in pharmaceuticals, you know, we're going to have celebrities and whoever that they're going to pay to push their drug. I mean, they're basically drug dealers, literally. And until people see that and recognize that there are alternatives, you know, why not do what our grandparents did? Why not go back to clean water and nature and doing some of those fun things like put onions in your socks when you have a congested cold and make it go away, or, you know, herbs and plants and teas. And, you know, there's so many really cheap things too, like don't cost a lot, no side effects. Yeah, essential oils are amazing, have tons of frequency there. I can't say a lot about things too much because certain platforms don't even let me talk about it. I had my entire YouTube channel taken down in 10 years of my work, not even related completely to health and wellness, but they tried to freeze my assets, take my website down. They tried to come after me crazy. I was in Facebook jail. I can't even count how many times, 30 days at a time, because they were trying to censor me and tell me you can't say things. I wouldn't even say the words. I would just mime them or point at my arm and use the C symbol. But yeah, they didn't like me too much. And legal people in my state actually reached out to me and said, hey, can you help us? Finally. And we brought in Robert Kennedy and Peter McCullen and some other people to the state so the children would not be harmed or forced to do things that are irreversible. We've seen sports people gone and celebrities gone, and a lot of people aren't here anymore that were here with us just a little bit ago. And I've seen people wake up. I don't know how it is over on your end, but when anyone is forced to stay in their house over dumb things and do dumb things that don't make any sense, I never wore the thing on my face. I wore it one time in all those years because I had to walk into a courtroom and they would not let me go in to appear for court without it. But as soon as I walked past the police, I saw the judge wasn't wearing it. Everybody else was. So we were distanced from me to the judge. And if he wasn't doing it, I took it off and no one kicked me out or anything. So it was all of maybe 10 minutes the entire time of that 4 years that I wore one of those face diapers. But it just doesn't make any sense. And I don't understand how people can't see that that doesn't make any sense. You wear something like that if you're in an operating room, which I worked in cardiac rehab and I sat in on, I didn't operate, but I sat in and watched operating things. But they pump in oxygen during that time to make up for the fact that you have this. And the thing that you had on was so you wouldn't spill out anything into an open cavity of a body, not to not pass anything. That's ridiculous. But common sense went out the door, didn't it? It was crazy. We'll be right back.
Thank you. And you have made a very important point, which needs to be reiterated. I mean, everyone really knows, or most people realize, that money is unfortunately what still spins the world. And for many people and organizations, when it comes to a value-based choice, it might be difficult if they are being offered significant incentives. And so thank you for speaking to this, because I feel it is important for this issue to be reiterated. Now, on this point, do you do teachings or classes or speaking events specifically for medical professionals?
No, most of mine are for patients or clients or people seeking. I mean, now I do have medical people who have taken the courses, but not because it was required anything from being medical. But I teach on muscle testing, liver cleanses. I also teach on a lot of spiritual things regarding like outcome mapping or using our technology to create and manifest the science of miracles. I have a whole 31-day keto regimen, and that helps people change their diet into less sugar so they can live a different life. I'm a big fan of metabolic diet to reverse different things, because sugar is terrible. Sugar and carbs are not our friend. Yeah. So, but yeah, all of that on the website, lots of different things on my website.
Now, let's talk more about energy. We are multidimensional beings. Every person is effectively a bundle of energy vibrating at different frequencies with more than just one body. We have the physical body that obviously we are aware of and need to take care of, etheric body, mental body, causal, etc. What I'm interested in is, how does our physical body know, or where it gets this information from, what is its natural healthy state of being? How does it work?
And yeah, and how it even works with the field. So we are obviously, like you said, multidimensional. Our physical body, every living creature, whether it's a plant, an animal, a human, whatever the case may, even crystals are alive. They all have this field or aura or electric belt, or there's so many different names for it. I have tested some people around 4 to 5 feet. That's about the average. I've tested some people who've gone way out into the, you know, 20 feet. Meaning you can actually feel people come in the door, certain people. What's interesting is the width or radius extent of the field has to do with the level of consciousness. And so as we arise in our own level of consciousness, we also expand in our aura or our field. I have a book called The Science of Miracles, Remembering the Frequency of Love. It talks a lot about this interaction between our field and our consciousness and our expansion, and how that works with other people, with other things, and with other situations. Because it's not just about people. It's about what we bring in, because what we focus on, we make room for. So the language of the field comes from a lot of different things. We have a projection or a radiation of different symbols, equations, colors. And some of this is picked up on certain cameras now that they've come out with, and you can see it on plants as well, or animals, where there's something going on outside of us that is somehow attached to us. So if you move and walk, it's still going with you. It's not like this light that's just there. Like there's something that we carry wherever we go. And I believe, and I have experienced, where I have physically felt other people. There's some people who have come in to my realm of my field, and I have started crying because I just felt their love, without words, without anything, or I just felt at ease, or I felt safe. And then I've also felt the opposite, where it's like, oh my God, get away from me. Or I felt fear, or, you know, some of that is pheromones. They've done studies where they took men and women who were at the gym with their clothes, and then also skydivers, and had their clothes and they sweat from doing whatever they were doing. And then they actually put the clothes underneath the noses of different people, and they were hooked up to all kinds of, you know, wires and different things to do brain patterns. And the people who smelled the skydiver actually presented fear in their physical body. They started releasing pheromones of fear and cortisols and different things that, in, you know, they picked up on the skydiver's adrenaline from jumping out of a plane and like felt it just by smell. And the same thing with the gym. They didn't feel the fear. They felt nothing. So that's kind of interesting. But going back to your question, the radiation of our mental, the radiation of what we talk about, our conscious language. And then there's also this heart presence that's presented into the field. There's a communication from every single cell, which we have trillions, that radiates out. Every organ has a frequency that radiates out. And all of these things also magnetize. So it's like a torrid field of coming in and coming out and coming in and coming out and coming in and coming out of all this information that's constantly moving and constantly going, but also staying with us everywhere we go. Now, as we increase awareness and consciousness, you know, if we're at a 25, which would be control, manipulation, like whatever, bad things, we can come up to 100, which is like addictions. We start having this kind of awakening at 200. A lot of people will really start to have a lot of different things going on, and their expansion happens in the field. It goes out a little further. And then the higher you go, like love is 500, and so on. And it goes all the way up to 1,000. We've tested people on planet up to 1,000 and off planet, even on, you know, beyond. But the people who are in the 50s or below or 100 and below, their fields are really tiny, like, you know, a foot. Or some people were like an inch or two, or actually some people were even inverted, Anna. Like they had zero energy, which is why they have to actually siphon energy from other people to, because they cannot generate their own. Now, why is it inverted? My theory is that the inversion is because it's a safeguard to not be able to hurt other people or manipulate other people. I mean, they do still siphon to feel alive, which sucks. Literally sucks. But for the people who are walking in love and truth and authenticity, authenticity has a higher consciousness actually than love. And my theory with that is that when we are walking in the authenticity, that is a type of love. It's an acceptance of self, of who we are, an acceptance of what we're doing on the planet, what our mission is, you know, who we're connected with, as far as God, source, whatever you want to call the creator. But yeah, and we can even have a mismatch. So we can feel about something, but try to talk, like maybe have a thought where we're like, I'm trying to be positive, I'm going to think all the positive things, and I'm going to say all the positive things, and that creates a radiation. But if there's fear that it's not going to work out, or maybe we had a similar situation in the past that it's just not worked out every time, and you're just like, well, in my heart, I kind of know this is never going to work, cancel clear, that radiation will go in the negative, and you'll have these negative equations, but you'll have some positive ones with the thoughts and the words. So it's literally an equation where you have pluses and minuses, and you can cancel each other out, and you can sit in what I call energetic purgatory, because you're kind of one step forward, two steps back energetically, and getting any momentum of love and change and positivity, because we only get what we are. So the more that we are celebrating love and focusing on love and focusing on nature, which is the epitome of love, you know, you don't meet a mean tree, you don't meet, you know, mean air. We have Mother Nature, a lot of that's manipulated as well. But in essence, nature is beautiful and loving and kind, and there's a lot of code to that, and it can recalibrate the field. So the more we can focus on what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, and what we're feeling, and being aware of being aware, is going to help us to not only grow in consciousness, but expand our biofield and help us to get to the next place. And I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe Christ consciousness or God consciousness or whoever made us, who knows if it's from aliens in another planet, I don't really know, but I just know that here we are and we are created to heal. We don't have to think about it. If someone comes and hurts our hand, we don't have to say, please heal the hand. Like, you know, it helps to pray or meditate or focus on the healing, but it's going to heal anyway. It might take longer. But detoxing is big. You know, the more we can take away all the things that would obstruct or take away from the faster healing, then that's going to make it faster. And then, of course, there's all the biohacking and different things that we can use now to not only eliminate through detox, but also put ATP in the mitochondria and the cells to increase a faster result. Yeah.
Now, speaking of energy projection, I heard you say in one of your videos something very interesting and incredibly important that has caught my attention. First of all, I have never heard or even thought about it before, and I've been working in this field for many years myself, you know, with my clients, etc. And secondly, as I said, it is something incredibly important to be aware of. So I'd like to invite you to speak to this for a moment. How can parasites and other living organisms in parasitic relationship with our body, perhaps even abnormal cancer cells, sabotage not just our health, but also our life by changing and lowering the energy we project into the quantum field? And this is, as I said, of tremendous significance, I believe. And every human being on this planet should be aware of this, because if you notice that you are attracting negative things in your life for no apparent reason, and you behave not in your usual way, who is pulling the strings? Could you please speak to this and explain this concept?
Yeah, so I do some monthly group cleanses for parasites. I have it on my Facebook group. And if you go to my website or send me a message, I can send you the link for you to join. It only requires a certain product because I'm doing a case study on it. And we've been doing it for several months now. What I did not anticipate is not only were we seeing great physical results, like you said, where parasites were dying and coming out, which caused better results as far as healing in other ways, or maybe things just went away, or, you know, skin rashes or inflammation or whatever, all the things just got better. What's fascinating to me is I started seeing these other things that were happening, because we would ask the people who are doing it, what are you seeing? What are you experiencing? You know, what's going on? And we were starting to see, including myself, that there were shifts in our outcome of our situational things, our partnerships, our friends. And what I mean by that is parasites are literally parasites, and they have their own energy, and they take away, just like those people in the 50s on consciousness who take away and suck away our energy. They're within us. cancel clear, taking away nutrients, feeding off of us energetically as well. And what that does is it does change our abilities to heal physically, but on an energetic aspect, they also have a projection. And that projection goes into our biofield as a part of us. Even though it's not us, they're sending out signals that basically that person is a good host to be taken advantage of, or a good victim to eat off. And so when that projection goes out, again, the equations, if those are all negatives, that could definitely interrupt the formula of anything positive coming, because there's so many negatives screaming out and taking away from the math equation, that now you're inviting entities, which entities are usually 25 or less. And if you get so low in your physical frequency, then that is like a key to your aura, to an invitation for them to have license to be there. So it attracts spiritual things. It attracts other people who are in that low vibe, and they will take advantage. Now, whether they're doing it on purpose, I don't always know. If I can't, I'll never know for sure if they just wake up in the morning and they're like, I'm going to go find people who have a low frequency and take advantage of them. Or if it's subconscious. So people will only submit to your lowest common denominator, whether you're aware of it or not. And so for those people who are out there and like, I'm a good person, I put good thoughts out, I focus on good things, I do outcome mapping, I eat right, you know, why do I keep attracting all these, like, why do people keep screwing me over? Why don't I have any friends? Cancel clear. You know, all of those things that people just don't understand, that they're not having loyalty, or let me do a biofeedback scan and see if you have parasites. And when people eliminate the parasites, kill them off and let them go out of the body, guess what? The whole realm changes, and they start attracting really good people in their life that give and that love unconditionally, and that aren't here just to take, but they're here not even to give at their extent of giving death, but giving in an actual mutual friendship of agreement or companionship out of sincere love, not so they can just get something from you. And it's really sad. And I'm the last person to see it, but now it's been several months and more people are going, oh my God, I just attracted this new job, or I got a check in the mail, or the man of my dream showed up, or the woman of my dream showed up, or my children are acting different around me, or, you know, all the things that, because, and so then I started asking more questions. You know, at the beginning it was more physical. And so now I'm asking people, you know, have you seen anything different in your job? Are people treating you different? Are you seeing different things where friends go? Because those people who used to take advantage, if that energy isn't there, it's cut off. And they can't take anymore because there's no match. And so they kind of fall on the wayside. And sometimes people were taking it personally and going, oh my God, this person, you know, doesn't talk to me anymore and la, 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 and won't even answer my phone calls. And I'm like, well, let me ask you this. Were they good to you? Was it a good relationship? And then they go, you know what? It wasn't. It was kind of a terrible. Every time I called them, they just talked about themselves and they just like vented to me and really sucked energy and life out of me. And I'm like, well, this is the parasites dying. Now we've lost the physical parasites, which crossed over to the field, and now we've lost the spiritual and the energetic parasites as well, which is not a bad thing. That's a very good positive thing.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I really feel that this is so important. For years and years and years that I've been working in this field, I've never heard about it and I've never thought about it in a way that you said. And I said, oh my God, this is absolutely incredible.
Can I add something too?
Sure.
One really good thing that we kept seeing over and over too is confusion would go away.
Yeah.
Like people would get clear in their thinking, because those energies, like you said, have their own little energy. And I don't know if you've ever been in a shopping market or something where there's just a lot of noise and a lot of chaos and a lot of people, and a lot of energies, and it can feel overwhelming. And like, if you were put on the spot and you had to like make a choice, it's like, wait, you know, just let me get quiet, you know? And so what we saw is when those energies were removed, people knew answers to things that maybe they've been waiting on for like months and they just didn't know what to do, or they were kind of stuck in an impasse of like, you know, whether it was a job or money or people or, you know, and so confusion wasn't.
They were having their own thoughts, as opposed to influenced by other frequencies. Mm.
Parasites. So we would see multiple ways that the things could end up, you know, because they're living off of us, they're feeding us, they're giving us information in their own way, and they're taking away. So, yeah.
And I'm so glad that I picked it up on your video, because I really wanted to bring this up here. Now, in my introduction, I mentioned stress as the main cause, both direct and indirect, of most illnesses and disease. In other words, of the states of unwellness. Could you please speak to this as a naturopathic doctor and also from the quantum health perspective, and maybe even share with us a couple of techniques to manage stress? How detrimental is chronic stress in particular to our wellness?
Well, that's a great question. So stress can come from a lot of different things. Not sleeping well, definitely not eating well, not exercising, you know, having an imbalance of work. Being in the wrong relationships. For me, stress is living a lie. When we live in truth, there's a cascade of chemicals that support the immune system, that build us up. And when we live a lie, meaning you go somewhere that you're not supposed to go, but even though you have that inner voice that was like, don't go there, don't do this, don't hang out with her, don't pick up that phone call, don't go to that grocery store today, don't take that job, don't go on that date, don't stay married to this guy, you know, whatever the thing is, like to embody truth and actually live in authenticity and truth and follow that inner GPS, which is the God positioning system. When we don't listen to that inner voice, there are always consequences. We may not get them right away, but when we live a lie, there is a cascade of cortisols and different hormones that really permeate through your cells. They weaken your immunity. They turn your hair gray. They wrinkle your skin and dehydrate you. They lower your frequency, cancel, clear, all those things. And so when those things happen, you start to get ill. We are healthy at 67 megahertz. And when we start to drop, then we really, we open ourselves up to different things. It's not about going over to a friend's house that has some kind of cough or cold and now, oh my God, I can't go over there because I might catch something. If we have the high frequency, we can walk through any kind of illness and not catch dis-ease. Because our frequency will overpower theirs. But when we get ourselves down through living a lie, through eating poorly, through not sleeping well, and taking responsibility, because we are response-able and all of those things when we are conscious to those choices, and we can live a life of truth. We can embody truth. We can embody our true authenticity, whichever that is. And mine might not be yours. And I don't mean just on the big things like being married to so-and-so or living in a certain location or taking this job. Those are big life choices. There's also little day-to-day tiny choices of thinking this thought. Nope, stop thinking that. Now I'm going to think this and replace it. Do I go to this grocery store that I always go today? Or, you know, I'm feeling like I'm supposed to go to this grocery store over here. I don't know why I'm going over here to this market. I've never been there. I kind of feel like I'm supposed to go there. And I think I'm supposed to go at 3:00. And so I'm going to put everything around that. And then you meet up with somebody who you never would have met before. And something happens out of that. And you have those results instead of the consequences of not. And so when we stay in our truth and we live our truth from the little to the big, we have the frequency, we have the chemicals that support our immunity, that give us hydration, that keep our hair and our nails, everything, you know, beautiful. That's why when we see people and we're like, wow, you look 10 years younger, or you do not look your age, those are usually people that are living very true lives and they're being really authentic and they're living in their power. And you see other people who are just like, whoa, you look, you know, that person is, they've aged, you know, because they have compromised that voice. You see a lot of people in politics who are in for 4 years and they come out and they're like, terrible. They look like they aged 50 years, you know. It's like, what did you do during that 4 years that got you to look like that? You know, but keeping and being responsible, responsible, again, I love that word, and remembering, meaning to remember again, to stay in that alignment with source code and that GPS that God has given us, no matter if it's the same as yours or not. A lot of people are afraid to do something different than their neighbor or their friend or their spouse. And why? We're made to be diverse. We're extremely different people. There are times when we should walk together and there's times when we have different ideas. It shouldn't make us not be friends or not walk together. Where that's really celebrated right now. It's like, cancel this, cancel them, you know, where it's like, you know, I can have family members that don't agree and still love them and be kind to them. I think that that's a lost art right now. But yeah, I think it's really important to, for me, live true. Because the definition for me of stress is not living truth.
Thank you. So could you now please tell us more about your programs, your books, your classes, your various workshops? In other words, how people can engage with you. And obviously, I will include all the links in the show notes on my podcast website. But could you just give us in a nutshell an overview of your offerings and how people can work with you?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. My website is drsharnell.com. It's drsharnael, like Israel.com. If you go there, I think there's a way you can like put in your name for the newsletter, which I have a lot of cool articles and things that I put out, specials, discounts. And I think you get like a free class just for giving your email. I teach on like quantum connection to releasing trauma and transforming trauma. And I want to say that's what the free offering is, but there's a lot of other free things on my website as well. Just articles, videos, my podcast is on there. But if you go into the bookstore, I have all my books there. I have a lot of other fun things like parasite zappers and grounding devices and some kind of techie things. I have my choice of essential oils that we work with that I know test really well for frequency. But I also have a lot of classes. So if you can't make it to one of my workshops or my conferences, or maybe you can't make it to my practice to see me one-on-one, I can do biofeedback long distance. I work with people in Australia and England. And my co-host actually had a shoulder issue and I was running a scan on him and he was getting relief. And then I had a patient come in. So I had to disrupt what I was doing with him to work on her. And he immediately sent me a WhatsApp and he was like, did you just turn it off? And I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I had to use it. But it works, and it works, you know, very, very long distance. My grandmother had fallen and no one could figure out, the doctors weren't getting answers. And I said, send me her information. And I did a scan on her. I said, she has a UTI and she's dehydrated. Test this, this, and this. And the doctor said, how do you know that? And they tested and they were like, you're right. That's crazy. And I'm like, I know. So we have a lot of technology to help in that aspect, but I teach on muscle testing. So you know how to do things on your own. I teach on creating a life of miracles. I teach on outcome mapping. I teach on crystals and how they work with the body. There's all kinds of fun things in there. If you guys are students and you love to learn geeky fun things, I love creating new programs for people to learn and to, because not everybody can be in real life and people don't travel as much. And so this is a way people can do it right from their own home, watch it on YouTube or whatever. So
yes. Lovely, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Chanel, for this lovely conversation. Is there any final thought you'd like to share with us before we close?
Well, I would like to thank you for your work and for your light and for being such a bright place, especially in a world that could be dark. And there's a lot of us coming together and we are just shining and radiant. And I'm glad we found each other. I encourage everybody out there to know that there is hope, that you are important, that you are loved, that you are valued, that you have destiny, that you are here for a mission and a purpose. And I invite you to really look into what that is and to really teach and learn and understand and really dive in, because every single thing is an inside job. It's not about what anyone outside says. It's what that inner voice says, and follow that inner voice. And even if it's scary, you know, like a Kleenex box, I have this analogy where, you know, it's like taking that first step. It's like pull up the Kleenex and guess what? Another one pops up, and pull up the Kleenex and another one pops up. And you may not know what's at the bottom, but if you just take that first step of making that first choice, the answers do come and the people do come and the positions and the abundance comes. And, you know, it just takes a little bit of choices, of new choices, and you could totally change your life for the better and see different outcomes.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to have you on Quantum Living.
My honor and my pleasure. I hope we can stay in touch.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's all for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would much appreciate if you could spare a moment and post a review on Apple Podcasts or on my website at quantumlivingpodcast.com, where you can also read the full show notes, guest info, reviews, and more. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode of Quantum Living. Until then, keep your vibrations high and be well.